it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their home.
We voted on a clean bill that just had term limits and then technical fixes that would actually make ECUA more efficient and ultimately, hopefully, cheaper for my constituents. But when the bill was filed after the delegation meeting, this procurement language made its way back in. I brought it up to the bill sponsor, Representative Salzman, and asked her to amend it out at the first committee stop it would have been assigned to. 2 days later, the bill is dead, and I have not received an adequate explanation as to why.
So this was yesterday when I was talking to Representative Alex Andrade about the ECUA bill, which Representative Salzman had offered, had gone voted for at the legislative delegation meetings, and then got filed. But as you heard, there's some question or controversy surrounding the bill. I've done this entirely out of order. I should have had Michelle Salzman on first since it was her bill. I have Alex on Mondays to give me what's going on in the Capitol, and we got to talking about it. So now I'm making up for that deficiency by talking to herself. Michelle Salzman is a representative from District 1, which is the northern half of Escambia County. Representative, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thanks. I appreciate it. And I just want to make sure that everybody knows that I am from the 1st District. We are number one always. So just want to make sure I clear the air on that. Just because we're the north end doesn't mean we're not the best end. So
Fair enough. So help me understand the process here. There was a bill with some things, and then it was limited more, and it was basically a couple of technical tweaks and a term limits bill. Mm-hmm. That got approved by the delegation. Then the filed bill had some mm-hmm. of the stuff that had been removed about procurement back in it, and then the bill got killed. Both you and Doug Broxson both. So people are kind of curious what's going on here. So tell me, why did all this happen?
Sure. Well, first of all, I'd like to prelude all this with I have always wanted to dive into what's going on with infrastructure in Escambia County, not just with ECUA, but with DOT and others. And so although I can't write a bill on DOT, I can certainly write a bill for the special district for ECUA and work on trying to make that at least a more transparent process. And so this has been my baby for since the inception of, even campaigning when I was knocking, thousands of doors and folks were telling me that they had issues, whether it be as a vendor or as a business owner or just as a constituent, a regular citizen in the community. And, the whole thing, when the grand jury report came public, right as I was elected, I felt obligated to do something on that. And I was told, local bills, special acts are very convoluted. They require a lot of hard work, and oftentimes it's some of the most controversial, and it creates rifts in the community. So, maybe I should not do anything with that. Just sit back and give it a session before I do anything, or maybe a first term before I do anything. And I just didn't feel like that was the right thing to do. I felt like we should start the process. And one of the things that they teach you in Tallahassee, every week we go to training, and every training they say, don't marry your bills. And what does that even mean, marry your bills? Well, it means don't get so connected to your bill that when you don't feel comfortable with it anymore, that you feel like you have to keep it, it's okay to withdraw it, let it go, and start over. So during this process, it was pretty tough, The grand jury report had a lot of things in there they recommended, and when I first had met with the Public Service Commission and the CFO, Jimmy Petronis, and his staff, and the constitutional experts at the Capitol that help write local bills, we put a big draft together that covered all the bases, and it certainly wasn't something that we were likely to use because it put the county commissioners overseeing the utility authority, and so you have elected officials overseeing other elected officials,
right,
and constitutional officers, and it was really and it is a mess across the state, which is what I learned early on. This special district conversation has been a very big pill to swallow for a lot of people, and it's created a lot of issues. It usually you pay more in taxes because you have the same staff doing the same thing just in a different department because they're under the special authority. It's just a lot of stuff. So in this case, I just found that there were a lot of things that were possibly going to be wrong as far as how we would make this work and in a short period of time, you know, and that was actually something that Representative Andrade had said early on, you know, we can't rush into this. We got to be careful. You know, you don't want to write bad law.
Well, that's why the clean, mostly clean, just the term limits part was what got worked down to for the legislative delegation meeting, right? I mean, which all makes sense to me because, reforming a big organization is a challenge, and that's why you went to the narrow version of the bill. Why did it get back to the wider version of the bill, including the procurement stuff that wasn't part of the, unless I'm mistaken, I don't think procurement was part of the grand jury report. Why did that get added back in?
Yes. It was a part of it. Okay. Procurement is the biggest thing. But it wasn't that part. That's two sentences that were added in. The wrong subparagraph was added back in. What went really wrong, and it wasn't the wrong bill filed. I mean, that started the big process. So, they went back and forth with the draft. But at the very end of it, the last few weeks before the delegation meeting, we allowed ECUA staff and board members to review and recommend changes that they would like to see in the bill. Because,
right.
you know, they're the ones that operate this law all day. You know, so they said, well, we have this issue with this component because the law says this, but can we catch up with that? And then whenever we let people go, we have this problem because our special act says this, but our handbook says that. Can we change that? So there was a lot of small tweaks that I considered and that the delegation didn't consider to be big, just small technical changes in the language. So when we submitted those, what we considered technical changes in the language on top of the term limits, that was the bill the delegation voted on. So when the bill draft was finally published, it was approved and published. The wrong draft, the wrong version of it, just that one subparagraph was added in instead of a different one that was supposed to be a technical thing. Representative Andrade caught it immediately. He said, hey, he texted me, said, oh my gosh, why is procurement in there? And I said, what are you doing? Wow, hold on a minute. That's not supposed to be in there. Are you sure? And of course, he sends me a picture of the bill. And I said, that was absolutely never intentional. What would you like for me to do? Do you want me to withdraw the bill? Do you want me to amend the bill? What is your recommendation? And he said, I'd like to see an amendment. So, of course, then I call Doug Broxson, who is the chair of the delegation, and you know, we kind of talk through it, and he says, okay, well, amend is fine, you know. And then we go back, and I meet with immediately bill drafting to find out what that looks like, what's the process, because we're on a time crunch. You know, you only have a little bit of time left before session, which starts on Monday now. And then I met with the constitutional experts that are assigned to local bills in Tallahassee, and I said, what do we do here? You know, should I withdraw the bill? Should I amend the bill? And then he comes in. I said, let's have a meeting. He comes in my office with a stack of paperwork. He says, Representative, I haven't brought this to you yet because your bill has not been put on the agenda yet, but we have all of these issues. And it was literally pages of complications that were created with the minor changes we thought were minor changes from ECUA staff and attorneys, you know, from this to that, you know, the things that would make them operationally more efficient, as well as possibly save taxpayers money because they're not having to do
Were those issues related to the improperly re-included procurement provision other things
separate.
In the bill?
Totally separate stuff that was going to be challenged. So basically, when you do a special act, you have to do a public notice. And the public notice that we did included term limits, procurement, and something else I don't recall. But because all those changes were made, even though we thought they weren't significant, they apparently were. The change in the name of the handbook, all. So he hands me and I think I posted it in one of the forums, a copy of all of the pages of things that they said. So they challenged it. They said, your bill is not going to be constitutionally sound because you didn't do proper public notice.
And because
so
of all
I
of these,
said,
and because of all of
we,
these other issues that came. Okay, so that's a more fleshed out version of the behind the scenes process. Which is what I was curious to hear.
Yeah.
Because at first, just adding back in a provision could be an oversight, you know. But it looks like a problem. But then, why not just amend it out? And that's the other reason why. So okay, I mean,
what?
You know, I'm willing. To, I'm willing. To, I know there's been talk about you bringing requesting an audit of ECUA. Do you plan to have an audit?
Yeah.
We've only got about a minute, but do you plan to bring an
sure.
audit? audit, and do you plan to bring back some version of the ECUA reform bill, including term limits, or, you know, what's your kind of future plan?
So really quick, I did go ahead and post the proper public notice on Thursday. It published in the News Journal. So if a representative from our delegation really wanted that bill to move forward and wanted to work out all the tweaks and the constitutional issues that might be present, the bill can be transferred over and can still be filed. So that I made sure that I did. I checked all the boxes in case Representative Andrade really wanted to move forward. I'm done. I want to withdraw the bill. I'm done at this point. But I will be bringing the bill back. I just want to wait until we have some other information. We luckily have a great state partner that is looking into all the special districts across the state that include water, and is going to provide recommendations to us before the end of session on what it looks like we should be doing across the state, of course, to include ECUA.
Are you requesting an audit?
Yeah, oh, I did it. I requested that immediately when I came to Cal. It's been in the works for some time now. I was partnering with the chief financial officer, and then moved over and started a partnership with the joint delegation request with Senator Broxson and myself to do a special audit. Like what you see Gulf Breeze, that is exactly the audit that we're looking at doing for ECUA. That audit's going to take some time.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to take some time. we're still moving,
If our experience in Gulf Breeze is any indicator in the size and scope of ECUA's operations, and there's a lot of things to get into in that, so I'd be curious. I'm curious to see how that turns out as well. Michelle Salzman, she is our state representative for District 1, the north end of Escambia County. That's why I wanted to have you on. And again, my apologies for talking first about your bill to somebody else. That's usually not the order like to do things. I really want to talk about the walking bill for child safety with you, but we'll get to that some other time. I'm sure that'll be a big discussion piece this session. Michelle Salzman, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care.